Here we are today. The world order is changing, and it's changing in interesting ways. And I think you know that from my studying the last 500 years of history and the patterns, I believe that there are five big forces that determine how it changes. And those forces are, first, the debt money spending. You know, we spend on credit, and then we get into debt. And that is an issue, that's an important issue that's facing the U.S. government, and that's coming ahead. The second issue, which is the news of the day, is the internal conflict issue. In other words, the left and the right, particularly the hard left and the hard right, in which there has been a mandate given to Donald Trump and the Republicans to make certain changes. Number three is the international conflict, the change in the world order from a dominant power and running a dominant order to now rivalry and conflict that could lead to some type of war. We are in some type of war with China, with Russia, with other countries, North Korea and Iran. And then, of course, number four is the acts of nature, droughts, floods, pandemics. And of course, that's particularly important in this age of climate change. And number five, also very important, is technology. Man's inventiveness, greater capacity to invent and make technologies. So let's go to the news of the day, which is a successful transition in power. So we shouldn't take that for granted. There could have been, if there was a close race, and particularly a close race in which the Republicans and Donald Trump lost, there could have been something that was worse, and now we have an orderly transition power. So I want to just talk about that for a minute to show what can we expect, okay? What we have is a move by that, by Donald Trump and the Republican Party in a pretty much united way to renovate government and to renovate the country, to run both much more like a business, almost a capitalist business, to eliminate or reduce inefficiencies, to cut costs. We're going to have more of an industrial policy, in other words, a top-down directed policy, than just the classic free market. So those renovations and what you're seeing in terms of the people that are being put in their various roles is that they're loyal to that mission and they are tough. They are tough people who will fight for that mission. And the other part of that is internationally preparing for a war. We are in a type of war with China and Russia and allies of theirs, such as North Korea and Iran. And so that will also be key. That means self-sufficiency. That means protectionism and so on, pursued in a pretty hard-ass way, emphasizing domestically some of the other agendas, perhaps improving education for all and poverty programs and other those things. Those are going to take second fiddle. So how that transpires, we're about to see. I want to emphasize that the world order is changing in an important way. After the war, we had the United States create a visualization and an actualization of multilateral behavior, how everybody should behave, using organizations like the United Nations, the World Trade Organization, the World Bank, IMF, and those types of things, to operate in a moral, coordinated way, and there was an element of moral leadership. We are now moving to an America First policy. And as a result of that, we're no longer in the position of having that same moral leadership or together system. We are in an era of allies and enemies existing in existing conflicts. So that's the nature of the changes that are at hand. And I'm going to give you more updates in the way that I give you the updates. But again, I think it's important to keep the arc of history in mind and recognize that how the world order is changing and will have big effects on you, including the other forces that I haven't been able to get into in this short clip.